Today, the Hawaii Environmental Funders Group releases its first State of the Environment report. The effort, called Helono Moko, is the State of Environmental Hawaii 2016. It is the product of 17 organizations working through the Hawaii Community Foundation. The goal is to track the progress of current resource protection while identifying future impact opportunities. Each year, the report will focus on different priorities. The inaugural report takes on three areas: freshwater security, renewable energy, and community-based marine management. Amy Hennessy of the Ulupono Initiative represents one member of the group producing this study, and she's in our studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Now, with a lot of reports that we see, they're dense, they're difficult. Forget pretty pictures and all the rest of it, but just trying to get through some of the facts, the figures, and the science can be difficult. It's absolutely the opposite with this report. I mean, it's a whopping 9 pages, and it's very easily digestible in the bits and pieces that you've put out there. Was that a concerted effort?
Absolutely. I think for us, we looked at other models of reports throughout the country that could serve as an example, and we found that a lot of them were really data heavy, and we wanted to make the information more accessible. So we tried to come up with more graphic, quick bites of information that would really emphasize the key points that we wanted people to be aware of and hopefully focus their energy on.
In doing that, did you have any concern that you were in any way, dumbing down some of this data?
I don't think so, because ultimately what we're trying to do is drive people to the Aloha Plus dashboard, which gives a whole wealth of information. So if you want to dig deeper, you can have access to that information, but this just gives you the top line things to really pinpoint where awareness should be.
We should mention that this data is not new data. You simply were able to draw it together and funnel it through this report in ways that you thought would be accessible.
That's right. Yeah.
Where did the data come from?
So the Aloha Plus dashboard. So a lot of the folks that are involved in this effort are also funders of the Hawaii Green Growth Initiative's metrics efforts. We recognize without good data, we're not going to be able to have the conversations that we need about understanding where are the benchmarks, where are we, what have we done, and where do we need to go. And so we put a lot of effort into funding that, which you can access on the state's website, but then kind of taking that to a next level. And so they aggregate a lot of data from different departments, state departments, organizations that are working in these areas. So pulling what is available out there and trying to bring it together into a resource that everybody can use.
But also some way using it as a litmus test for your own funding. I mean, as a group with the 17 or the 15 organizations and two individuals who were part of this, because every funder wants to know that its money is going to be used well and appropriately and
Absolutely.
With what kind of reporting has to happen afterward. So does this in fact become sort of a benchmark of how you will fund and what you will fund going forward?
I think it's definitely a framework for us. I think it helps crystallize our thinking in terms of, what are the key issues? Where do we really need to shine that bright light? And how can we put our money where the environment is, and really make a difference there and hopefully bring others along with us?
Have you already begun to look at what you want to do next year?
Definitely. I think, we're looking at, we started with the data that was currently available on the dashboard. And each year they're adding more data in different topic areas. So I think we're going to go down the list and tackle the next three and then maybe do a little bit of a check-in on where we've made progress on the first three that we started with.
Which kind of brings me to the next point of how well will you integrate all this as opposed to just doing three and three and three if you say you're going to track mm-hmm. the progress of all of this to be able to fully integrate what you've done so far and not just simply be moving down the dashboard as they are producing data.
Right. So I think we're still formulating what that's going to look like. We wanted to get the first report out there and get people talking and get some feedback on how effective they feel it is in helping form opinions and awareness and understanding of the issues that we're trying to address. And then we can shape what the next report looks like from that. So, I think in our conversations with people as we roll this report out, we're going to be asking, what is it that you want to see in terms of the benchmark? And that'll help shape how we continue the conversation about the issues that we're dealing with today in this report, and then next year adding in the additional topics.
The topics that you chose for this year, obviously tracking the dashboard, but freshwater security, when we know that we've seen so little rainfall, and that rainfall over the past several years has been generally decreasing, and forecasts are that we are going to see drier areas get drier. Mm-hmm. This is not necessarily, good news or news that we haven't heard before, but what do you think that this particular report may spur that others have not?
So I think it comes back to the accessibility of the data. So really drawing people in to understand the key issues in a simple way. So drawing a larger audience, perhaps, than would have otherwise been focused on it, and really kind of getting them engaged in understanding where the problems are. Hawaii Community Foundation has done a great job with its freshwater initiative and trying to bring key stakeholders together to have those conversations. And so I think it's poised us to be able to further that conversation, and this report brings folks to the table. Hopefully, that's what our goal is.
How will you know if they're coming to the table?
Well, I think we'll see increase in funding, both from the private sector, but also from government, hopefully. And I think also just having more people contact us, reach out, try to ask the right questions and continue that conversation.
Beyond the funding part of it, though, bringing them to the table in understanding, which seems to be the whole point of putting this out so that people can get bits and pieces of issues that are going to affect them if they haven't already, seems to be the larger question. How will you measure, or will there be a way of measuring, public engagement?
So, I think we're still working through exactly what those measures are. I think measurement's always a challenge. But for us, this report serves as a tool to try to bring people in. So whether we've increased clicks to the website, or we've had more folks asking for copies of the report, or we find that the legislature is having larger conversations with people who are coming in to really drive that. So they bring the report with them as a tool to start that conversation. I think that's where we'll see that this report is having an impact.
So if you wanted to start a conversation with someone who may be listening to this, what would you tell them that you found as being two or three important points that they should walk away knowing?
Gosh. Well, I think for me, in terms of fresh water, that our goal is to increase to 100 million gallons per year by 2030. 100 million gallons by 2030 saved. What does that mean? How do we get there? And sort of use that as leverage for that conversation. And then I think from Ulupono's perspective, obviously, we're interested in that 100% renewable RPS. So, how can we bring the right stakeholders to the table to have the conversations with the utility, nonprofits, folks who are working in private sector in those areas to really move that forward in a meaningful way?
All right, Amy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Amy Hennessy is the Director of Communications for the impact investment firm Ulupono Initiative. We'll talk more about Helono Moku, the State of Environment Hawaii 2016, tomorrow on Town Square. Meanwhile, a link to the report will be on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.